Blog Talk Radio.
One of the greatest doctrines in the Word of God is the doctrine of the divine work. I love the doctrine of the divine work because there's so much that's revealed about the character of God. And for what? And how we need to know about God's protection, His powerful protection, the divine presence, the Shekinah glory, knowing that if God works also. Yet, meet the divine doctrine for the first time in the book of Genesis. And here, within the book of Genesis, we have the story of the end of the cataclysmic flood narrative, six flood. Peter used the term cataclysmic. Which literally means a crash of valve of knocking down of everything in the ending. God tossed everything to me because it was so it was so sugar. And the host of other reality said, I can't talk about it. So God brought in the people, and He overthrew that world with a book. And so we see that we read in Genesis 9, beginning at verse 12, God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you, every creature, a covenant for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds. It will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember the covenant between me and you and all the creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all the rainbow appears in the clouds. I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all the creatures of every kind." So God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life and all the above." So, see that at the end of the big flood, or the divine form set his bow aside. The rainbow is a symbol of the divine form to the inside himself. And the battle is over. So here we have a powerful picture of the presence of God on the earth. And the next time in the book of Genesis that we see the five words of 14, we read in verse 3, the Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariot and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are John Ritz and Fort have covered them and sent with us on the stone. So here's another picture of God fighting on behalf of his people. And the third picture, because Moses, that God can shield of the Syrians so that God's people with the crops and the tree saw this that they have Egypt. We read also with Judges about God's people crossing of the Jordan, and they cross it at the time of flood state. God's people led with the troops with the Ark Covenant on poles. The first step into the Jordan River at flood stage, carrying this Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders. And God removed the waters of the Jordan River all the way back, listen to this, to the city of Adam. Why did he do that? Well, first of all, the priest had to step in to the river by faith, their foot, their feet. Had to go to water. So by faith, they had to do. They had to show faith in God. And once they were across, I mean, this is the Joshua chapter 3, and the crossing over of the Jordan meant the death of the old life. And so God's people would be met by the divine warrior as they would be at the beginning of their conquest. But they had to go in by faith. They had to show faith. And Joshua chapter 5, beginning at verse 13, we read, now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, why do you for us or for our enemies? Neither, he replied, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. See, Joshua was not the commander of God's army. The divine warrior was. There we read that Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence, asked him, what message does my Lord have for him? What a powerful picture. Now, this was before the fall of Jericho. God would be there with his people because Jericho was a progressive fortress. Today we call the remains of Jericho Tel Es-Sultan. And this site is 400 by 200 yards. And so this was a very powerful place. And we have learned a lot through our theology about this particular tale of sight. And so in verse 15, Joshua 5, we read, the commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so. So the divine warmth is there to lead his people. And we always see the reference of divine warmth in relation to his people. Commiseration with its leadership. Fourth, he says in the book of Isaiah, I will go before you, and I will also go behind you. It is in the book of Isaiah that we have another great picture of the Bible. In chapter 42, beginning at verse 13, we read this: the Lord will march out like a mighty man, that is a man of war, like a warrior. He will stir up his dignity with a shout. He will raise the battle cry and will triumph over it. What a picture of God. What a picture of God. He comes out like a man of war, or like one who has already fought many battles and is therefore ready for war. And he is also well versed in worship. He stirs up his deep. So, this is a wonderful picture of God going to Alexander. Please read Psalm 73. Please read them. And notice in verse 14, for a long time I have kept silent, that is, we have restraints. I have been quiet and told, but the fact, but now, like a woman child, I cry out like that. I can't. I exist. I'm here and trying to hold the reputation. I took this to my. I keep my by way of faith on unfamiliar patterns out of night. I will turn the forces of the light before them and make the forces of peace. These things I want to say to our fellow to make struggle and their faith in God has forgotten. That he has not forgotten. I want you to know that he has heard your prayers. He knows your anxiety and your sorrow. He knows what you have thought. He also knows your pain. He also knows your he loves you, and he wants you to take direction to him. He wants you to trust in him. He wants you to know that he has not led you to, not to lead you. He wants you to comfort yourself. He wants you to rest. He wants you to know that he is worth it. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josephine Fitch. God bless you.